Fergal, amazing finish to that game. There were five players sent off, four Tyrone men, straight red cards, it appeared. What did you make of that?
Well, I've never seen it like that in my life before, and I've been around a lot of football. The four men get straight red cards like that in my life before. Let's just hope that we can get a good look at the video and things will potentially balance themselves out again, because we just need to look at it. It didn't seem that one-sided around to me, but anyway, at the moment all we can do is live with it and deal with it as best we can. But we were coming big, and we just were trying to reel them in and just couldn't get them close enough, and then we just lost the injury time and a few minutes even before that.
It was a strong second half performance. All the damage done, of course, with those two goals in the first half.
A lot of damage in the first half, as it didn't, and the breeze, even whatever, whether it was advantageous or not, you know, our first half was well below standard. But in fairness, the spirit in the second half was outstanding. The players put in a massive shift in the second half, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, everybody didn't get to see it go down to the wire to see who would come out on top. Now, Armagh looked strong favourites, but like, I think we got it to four. If we'd have got it to three, who knows? And you know, there's always goal chances come and towards the end of games. But listen, everything just melted away once the mayhem broke out.
And the press, Fergal, in the second half, you really pushed up with the kickers, and you had a good deal of success there, and it asked serious questions of Armagh.
Yeah, it was a very brave second half, and all of the players in particular. Like, we asked them to dig deep and come at it and go out and do it, and everything was against them, the elements, the crowd, everything, the home advantage and stuff. But listen, they were brave as you could ask for, and we pushed hard and we nearly pulled it off.
And then the headlines tomorrow will be about
discipline, yeah.
It shouldn't take away from a very, very competitive, very intense game between an Ulster derby. Just what you'd expect.
Oh, classic Ulster football, and two teams that go back a long way and good hard stuff. And it's just unfortunate that it would finish with a picture like that of it, because I don't know. I just hope fairness and balance and common sense prevails here as the week develops.
Armagh showed against Dublin that they were building something big here, and they showed it again today, so it could be actually happening for Armagh, that they are getting back there to where they were back in the noughties.
Yeah, well, they're definitely on the upward curve, and they look to have a bank of work done, you know, and listen, they're a very, very good team, so all we can do is commend them and congratulate them today. Yeah, of course, Francie, they're coming, they've quality footballers on view, and the challenge is for everybody now to catch and get at them. So it's just unfortunate it was cut short a bit today, for want of a better phrase, because you know, it's still a bit to go in that game.
Overall, Fergal, how would you view the performance? Like, obviously, in the first half it was 2-8-3, but then better in the second half?
Yeah, and it was a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde performance. You know, the first half was very poor, but the second half, Tyrone turned up big and did what they do best, ran at them, and, you know, they were banked up at the back from the start, and it's hard to break down and create goal opportunities, but we were picking off the points, and then we ran out of road.
Two games, no wins, Fergal. It's a tight league of just seven games. You're looking now into the Kildare game without four key players, potentially.
Yeah, well, listen, Francie, that's the unpredictabilities and difficulties of football. We didn't predict it would have been 1 point after two games, but listen, we are where we are, in the famous words, and we just have to dig in now and see if we can redeem the situation in terms of potentially the players and more importantly, the points.